It's a weekend for celebrating in St. Louis. The city's beloved Cardinals beat the Detroit Tigers to win the World Series last night. Matt Sepik of member station KWMU was outside Busch Stadium for the big win.
This was an improbable victory for the Cardinals, if only because their postseason almost never happened. The Redbirds had the worst regular season record of any playoff team. In fact, they only made it into the playoffs on the final day of the season when another team lost. Coming into the series, they were big underdogs, and it was hard to find any St. Louis fan who would believe a Cardinals World Series victory was at hand until the last out. Bundled up against the October chill in a red card sweatshirt last night, Diana Stogg still watched what little of Game 5 she could through the metal fence of the new Busch Stadium.
You just never know. You never know. And the Tigers are a great team, so I was hoping with two outs that we had it.
At a bar within earshot of the park, a crowd of 20-somethings, most too young to remember the last Redbirds championship win back in 1982, packed themselves around TVs. With brown plastic Bud Light bottles in hand, the crowd glanced anxiously between the television screens in front of them and the flashbulbs going off in the stadium to their right. They heard the moment of victory before they saw it. The TV broadcast was delayed by a few seconds, but the instant a volcanic roar erupted from the stadium, everyone at the bar knew Adam Wainwright's final pitch to the Tigers' Brandon Inge was strike three. Fireworks went up and people danced to a street performer's saxophone. Nearly 47,000 people bounced their way out of the ballpark. For Cards fan Arthur Luking, last night was particularly sweet because of the bitter disappointment in 2004.
2 years ago, they had the best record in baseball, and they got swept by Boston. You know, if you told me that they were going to beat Detroit in five, I would have said you're nuts.
Despite one rainout and cold, damp, chilly weather throughout the series, the forecast for the Cardinals' victory parade in downtown St. Louis tomorrow is expected to be sunny and 70 degrees, something else no one here would have predicted just a few weeks ago. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.